Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, back at it again. Rico Report brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics. Let's go. Smash that like while you guys enter the room. Are you guys satisfied with that win? Because if you could tell me you're satisfied with the performance, excuse me, let me rephrase. Are you satisfied with that performance? Because I sure as hell not. I should be coming on here and absolutely ecstatic that we got the win and we look great and we're primed to make a Super Bowl run. And here we are. Here we are in the same, almost the same state of last week, where we barely got by a team that is inferior to us. Barely got, got things cracking today. We didn't look at all on rhythm. We were out of rhythm all day. All day long, we were out of rhythm. But yet, we're up 27-6. And of those 27 points, six of those were put on by the defense. The defense was absolutely sensational today. And the offensive side of the ball let us down. And it's crazy because we won the game. I should be jumping up and down for joy and all that good stuff. But like, it's hard for me to sit here and be happy about how we performed today. It really isn't. It really isn't, man. 27-21. 6-point difference led by Bailey Zapp. Give credit to the Patriots because They fought their butts off. They wanted to really try to make something happen, and they did. They pushed, but we let them hang around like we always do. We always let these weak-ass, stupid-ass teams hang around. And then we look like, yeah, Jay-Z always said a line, man. Never let catch two dudes arguing from afar. You're never going to know which one is the smart one because they both look like bozos. You look at both of us today. You don't know which one the playoff team was. Which one was the playoff team to you? Did you see the difference? I wish I could find that Jay-Z line because that's exactly what I was looking like. Two fools playing football today. One had to win. Golly, man. This game was frustrating. This was a frustrating game. This is one of Josh Allen's worst games. This brother didn't complete a damn pass 6 minutes into the damn. Look, first of all, almost a first quarter. Without a damn completion. A completion? Bro, if you think this is the team that's primed to win a Super Bowl, yo, give it up. Oh, my gosh. And MVP talk? Dead that right now. Dead it. Dead that. He needed two great performances down the stretch to even put himself firmly in a grip hold for that MVP spot. Dead that. Dead that right off the bat. Now let's get this crap out the way. I can't even be happy, man. I'm trying to muster some happiness in this, yo. But we didn't look good. Offensively, we did not look good. That's the offense that's supposed to be a vast improvement. I'm gonna get in on Joe Brady because I got some shit to say about Joe Brady, man. Bruh, come on, son. Bailey Zappi, the New England Patriots today. Bailey Zappi today, 200 yards passing, 16 for 26, 3 picks. But you never know he threw 3 picks because the score is 27-21. You never know. 3 picks, took 3 sacks, had a rating of 47.3, but you never know because look at the score, 27-21. Come on, man. Zeke Elliott, 14 carries for 39 yards, 2.8 yards a pop. Defense was just holding it down in the run game. It took Bailey Zappi on an 18-yard TD run for these boys to get on the board. Lost contain. Kevin Harris had a big old freaking run off the screen. Just come on, fellas. Leading receiver was Mike Gesicki with 4 receptions for 35 yards. How? How do we let this team hang around? The most receptions from a player was Mike Gesicki with 4 for 35 yards. Then Kevin Harris, the backup third string running back, had 2 receptions for 54 yards. We let these boys hang around, man. Hang around. Fuck. Kickoff return touchdown first play. Yo, are y'all not ready to go, man? Like, are y'all really? Zap hits them for a TD. Here are the 3 TDs, fellas. 3 TDs. Kickoff return for a touchdown. Bailey Zapp couldn't find anything. Had to scramble for 18-yard run. Never in his lifetime I've ever seen him do something like that. I don't think anybody's ever seen it. I don't even think he's ever done something like that. 18-yard run in the NFL. Right? And then a Zeke Elliott touchdown at the end. Like, that's it. That's what they did. Yo, that's frustrating. It's hella frustrating. I'm not gonna cap. This is hella frustrating. Unbelievable, folks. And I'm looking at this Patriots defense. It's like they had Josh Allen just in a, he didn't know where to go, what to do, as they confused the hell out of this dude, man. Like, he was holding onto the ball too long and not seeing anything, inaccurate. Like, nah, something's up, man. Rico, it's a divisional opponent. I don't give a fuck if it's a divisional opponent. Fam, no. Come on, man. Like, they're down players in this game. There's some guys that don't even play. Nah, don't give me that divisional opponent garbage. Guess what? We play the Chargers. Divisional opponent? Are you going to use that thing too? We got to stop the damn excuses, man. Stop the freaking excuses, man. We're not getting shit done. We're not getting shit done, man. And you want to make a playoff push? You want to make a Super Bowl push? Fam, I don't know what has to happen for next week because it's on. It's on. Like, we're most likely in for playoff berth. I mean, one of these two teams is going to lose. I put the title that way purposely. But fam, we got to cut the crap, man. Patriots hung around. Like, I just gave it to you. Kick return for a touchdown. Bailey Zapp, 18-yard touchdown. And a 6-yard run by Zeke Elliott off a 54-yard screen pass to Harris. All right? There it is. I ain't got to tell you anything. They didn't really do anything special. We let them hang around. And that's what happens. And I'm going to be real with you. If we're supposed to be a good team, a Super Bowl, I mean, scary team, that shit don't look scary at all to me. Against the Chargers, they didn't look scared a lot to me at all either. Where's the fear? How am I going to fear that? There ain't nothing to fear. The Bills will be the scariest team to play. I don't know, bro. This last 2 games. Listen, this is a league that is, what have you done? Show me what you've done the last 2 games. All right, you barely got out of it with the Chargers. All right, bet. Cool. I'll give you that one. All right, you got a divisional at home. You're not on the road. You're at home. And you put up this stinker. Nah, bro. Tripping. We got to be better than that. We got to be better than that, bro. We got to be better than that. Oh, my gosh, man. We got bills to pay. I'll be right back. We're going to get into the bills. We're going to get into what worked, what didn't. We'll be right back.
Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. In the Pick'em game, you can pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in that week's game for a chance to win big. And as you already know, I'm going Josh Allen higher in yards every single week. So sign up today with promo code BuffaloFanatics and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with promo code BuffaloFanatics to get your first deposit doubled up to $100.
Here we go. We're back at it again. Welcome back, folks. Smash that like while you guys are in the room. If you guys are entering, if you guys are here, y'all, it's the recall. Buffalo. Subscribe to the channel. Let's go. Here's the deal, folks. We're gonna start off with the man of the hour. The man of the hour. We're not. Listen, there's not a whole lot to talk about today. I'm telling you right now. I'm pissed off. I'm not gonna lie. I'm pissed off. I'm annoyed. Some might say, "Yo, man, you overreacting." All right, so be it. So I am. That's what it's gonna be. This guy right here, man. We love him. We think he's great. He is great. He's elite. But these past two games, bro, I don't know what I'm watching with this cat. And now I get excuses. Oh, his shoulder's hurt. Is this? It's his shoulder. Oh, it's this. Figure it out. Figure it out. My goodness, man. Like, yo, we want to play like this. We're going to be bounced out the first week of playoffs, man. Out. And I'm talking about, like, in the same way the Bengals handled us, we're going to get handled just like that if we don't get our act together. Come on, man. You got one of the best receivers in the game and you can't connect with them? Another game of less than 5 receptions, 4 receptions for 26 yards for Stephon Diggs? Are you kidding me? Nah, you got to be. Nah, that shit don't make no sense, man. That, like, Davante Adams with Aiden O'Connell is getting better numbers. It's getting better numbers. You kidding me? And we can't even connect? Oh, man, they're spying Josh Allen. That's what they're spying him, and they're double-teaming. No, they're not double-teaming Stephon Diggs every play. You got Stephon Diggs beating this guy by 3 yards short. Tell me how many times you've heard that. Josh Allen, short pass to Diggs, and Diggs is wide the F open. Diggs is not saying a peep. He is quiet as can kept. He's a quiet as kept. He's like, all right, yo, we're winning. I'm going to keep it that way. But I'm going to tell you right now, these last 5 games, bro, it ain't on Diggs. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not on Diggs. It's this guy. This guy right here, man. You got to be better. I don't know what it was today. I really don't know. This guy was absolutely off. Absolutely off. Dude, we forced 3 turnovers, man. We forced 3 turnovers. We put you in the zone to just put these guys away. Can't even do it. Can't even do it. Nah, I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed. I don't care if you guys don't like it. I'm disappointed. It's called keeping it real and keeping it honest. And today, Josh was not great. Yeah, but he got 2 touchdowns for us. Great. On the ground. And I know that's part of his game, which is fantastic. But there's no way one of the worst defenses, actually, I can't say one of the worst. One of the worst teams in the game. Still got a good defense, don't get me wrong. But you can't put points on them. My quarterback is better than Russell Wilson. I'll tell you that right now. My team is better than that Denver offense should be. Nah, bro. Nah. Suspect. Josh Allen, 15 for 30. 50% completion percentage. 50%. 169 yards passing. What are you playing? We're playing the Jets? What defense are we playing? Nah, come on, man. No touchdown passes, 1 interception on an off throw again. He had Kincaid on the side that way sooner, took too long, held onto the ball too long. Great interception by defender. Great. That was actually a good play, by the way. Give it to defender. That was a great play. Great play. 53.3 rating. That ain't going to cut it, Joshua Allen. Ain't going to cut it. And I know you know it. I know you know it. So I don't got to say anymore, but I will. Because I'm frustrated, and this is my therapy. This is for me to let it out. That's the way I do, and I can go about my day. I'm supposed to have a great time with the family. It's New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? I want to celebrate with a nice Bills win, have a good old time. You know what I'm saying? Eat some grub, couple drinks down the system. You know what I mean? Have a good old time. Now I'm freaking pissed off, man. I'm just letting this shit out, and I'm going to be out of it. But golly, I'm just frustrated with this shit, man. Like, all this talk about, like, and this is why some of y'all get mad at me when I'm like, yo, back it up a little bit. Back it up. Back it up. I try to tell y'all, some people get too hyped up, like, ready to, like, this team is the shit. You know what I mean? And I let myself get to that position because I'm all right. No, this is, nah, man, back. No, no more, man. Show me what you got, man. Oh, frustrated, bro. Come on, man. 15 for 30 against the New England Patriots when the defense is giving you the ball back. What in the... I'm not trying to cuss it, but nah, fam. Diggs is part of the problem. He's not getting open. He's been... He's not getting open. Are you on drugs, Austin? What are you smoking? He's not getting open. He had his dude beat by 3 yards. He's not getting open. There was a play last week. Last week. Let me tell you something. Josh breaks open... Excuse me. Diggs breaks open wide open. He's wide open. You know when someone's wide open, when they jump up and down and grab their helmet like, oh... Wide open. Josh ain't even looking. Not even looking. Fam, it is not Diggs' issue. Believe me when I tell you that. Something's up with Josh today. I don't know what's going on. Something's up. He ain't been that dude, man. These last couple games, man, this is it's frustrating to see because he's so much better than what the hell he's putting on the field. So this is where Joe Brady comes in. I'm not saying the honeymoon is over, but Joe, you got to quit the fucking bullshit with the screen passes all day, fam. Screen pass, screen pass, screen pass. Yo, teams are like, yo, all right, we know what's coming. Come on now. I know you're young. I know, you know what I mean? You're getting your opportunities, but you, this is, we've got to mature. We got to mature at the OC position now. This is the NFL. It's tough shit. And guess what? These defenses are going to get better, and they're going to put on the field and see what you like to do, and they're going to take that shit away. And now we're relegated to this tough, man. Oh, my gosh, man. Like, what is going on? What? This Josh Allen that we've seen the last couple games, bro? Yo, get rid of that guy, man. Man. Yo, Rico, it's not Josh's fault. Lots of drops by the receivers, but Josh still used his legs to win. I'm not disputing the win. I love the fact that we won. I'm talking about the games that we're going to play going forward. And the way Josh has been playing these last two games that he's put on tape is not going to cut it when we get to the playoffs. It's as simple as that. I love the guy. If you guys think I'm hating on Josh, I'm not hating on Josh, but he has not been playing to the level that we need him to play these last couple games. And I ain't the only one that's seen it. He sees it, and he knows it. I'm acting like we lost the game, which is crazy to me. I love the fact that we won, but it feels empty. How are you going to be happy? It's like the Dallas Cowboys. How y'all going to be happy winning the game when you really, truly lost it? The refs bailed you guys out. And now you celebrate, but it's an empty win. You got the W, but it doesn't feel good. It feels dirty. And that's what it felt like today, man. Disappointing, man. The offense was just a struggle today. It was a struggle. And this guy didn't help. This guy right here, he did not help the situation. To the point where you should have saw tush push, 1 yard. You got at one point, you got to say, like, my guys are better than your guys. My guys are better than your guys. He didn't even bother going to the tush push left. He always goes left. He's like, nah, I see the guys are there. I'm not going to do it. Yo, my guys are better than your guys. Let's go for it. Didn't even do it. Yo, Rico, you're negative Karen today. Then get the fuck out of here then. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. Go to Kumbaya somewhere else. I'm annoyed. This therapy for me, I'm annoyed. This guy is too good to be letting this crap happen. 27-21. 27-21? Are you kidding me? Y'all, there was a chance for these guys to hop back into this game. Oh, my gosh, man. 37 carries for 127 yards. James Cook, modest, 16 for 48 yards. I mean, listen, I'll give the front. They did a damn good job. Our O-line, here's another thing, too. Our O-line was not good today. Our O-line was not good today. We were getting dominated. We were getting pushed around. The pressure was all over it. Like, Josh, although had opportunities, but he was holding on the ball a little too long, but these boys were letting these guys in like knife through butter, hot knife through butter. The O-line was not great. The O-line was not great today. Running the football, not great. Pass protection, not great. It just wasn't good. So when the O-line is not playing well, obviously, that's going to aid in the dysfunction of the offense. It has to. It was dysfunction. That's the best way I can explain it. Dysfunction in the offense. And it started in the O-line. O-line was not great. Allen was not great. And when those two things are not working, how we got out of this game? Craziness. Oh, I know how. The defense. The same defense that's run by Sean McDermott, that y'all been saying, fire that guy. Get rid of that guy. Fire that guy. That's the same guy that's running the defense that saved our ass. Ed Oliver, interception. Rasul Douglas takes two and takes one back to the house to help us out. Come on now. If y'all mad at me, be mad. But let's be real with each other. Let's be real with each other. This is alarming. This performance today was alarming. We want to win the Super Bowl? You think you're going to win the Super Bowl with that performance offensively? Nah, bro. We just got stronger on defense. Thank goodness that we got Daquan Jones back. because these boys could not, they couldn't muster. They couldn't get anything going, man. We were all over. Leonard Floyd was nice with it. Tackle for loss. Daquan Jones being back. Ed Oliver was on the money. The super Samoan. We did all of that without Von Miller, by the way. Shout out to the defense, man. Shout out to the defense because they showed up today. Offense, on the other hand, if the defense didn't show up, we lose this game. Do you guys understand that? If the defense doesn't show up, we lose this game. If they don't take the ball away, we lose this game. Bro, 37 for 127, 3 yards a pop, and we had those two Josh Allen touchdowns. He had 11 carries for 44 yards. Now, speaking of the run game, I'm thankful that we have, and here's the good part in this, right? I'm thankful that we have a quarterback that is a dual threat. Because had he been a quarterback that is only all about throwing the football, and if you take, you know what I mean, his favorite weapons away, he ain't able to do anything. At the end of the day, I get that part. I really do, right? The fact that we have a quarterback that can, I'm thankful for that. Because, boy, would we be in trouble if we had a quarterback like Kyle Allen that is one-dimensional. We have a quarterback that is a dual threat that will pose problems for a defense. You have to pay attention to him. Don't get me wrong. We paid that brother $258 million to throw the rock. And 169 yards isn't quite cutting it. What are you, CJ Beathard? Heck no. We're better than that, man. Now, it might sound like I'm being negative and I'm being this. Nah, I'm just stating what we saw today, and today was utter BS. It's that simple, folks. The victory is nice. The W in the column is really nice. But fam, we need it to be better. We need it to be better. And the decision-making by Josh, man, that's got to be better, man. Clean that up, brother, because you're getting the first down, you're turning around, and you're backwards, trying to flip the ball, causing a fumble. My goodness, thank goodness that we recovered it. These are the things, man. And it's the gift and the curse that we give with Josh Allen. And I get it. But that's the one that I hate. I hate that the most with Josh's game. But I love it because when it works, it's amazing. You got to live with it. But God, it frustrates the hell out of me. Just hold on to the ball, man. Take your L, man. You almost gave that ball back to the damn opposition, man. Oh, my goodness, man. Josh, you love him, but he's frustrating. He is a frustrating cat, man. Two fumbles today. Josh Allen. Defensively, we got to talk about some good things on defense. Defense, listen, they were outstanding today. Outstanding today. You got a guy in Ed Oliver coming through, having a Pro Bowl type year, and he continued that with an interception off of a tip pass by Rasul Douglas. And he had a nice sack. Listen, he was all over, man. Give that brother credit because he was on the money. Ed Oliver was fantastic. Love what Ed Oliver was able to do, right? Defensive front was a menace. And I love what the game plan was for Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott was like, young quarterback, we were going to blitz you. If you saw the percentages of Bailey Zapp had problems, man. He was not able to get comfortable. He completed like 6 passes off of like 16 attempts or something like that. I can't remember exactly. But the pressure that McDermott was bringing, loved every bit of it. He was all in Zapp's grill. Not wanting to give him any time to do anything. And that was great, man, because it created problems. It created quick throws, tip passes that turned into interceptions. It created quick throws that turned into miscommunication between receiver and quarterback, turns into interception. Like, the pressure from the defense and the scheme from McDermott on that offense against Bill O'Brien, yo, you got God. McDermott had your number with whoever was that quarterback. Now, don't get me wrong now. Division games are never easy. They're never easy. And you got to give credit to the Bill Belichick coach team. They're playing hard for him. They're playing hard as all. Got a good nose job, Bill Belichick. I get that part. Totally get that part. But McDermott was able to have one on Bill O'Brien and that Patriots D. He had to repay these guys that visit, and we ain't about to sit here and let y'all try to march up this field. No, no, no. We're going to put the pressure on you, because what it's showing me is that McDermott was able to learn from his mistakes of staying passive. We're going to be passive, and we're going to – nah, we're not being passive whatsoever. We're going to be aggressive, and we're coming after your asses. And that's exactly what it looked like today, which is great. Loved to see it. Absolutely loved to see it. My man Edict says, yo, this game left a dirty taste in my mouth. We cannot play Dolphins next week like this, nor the playoffs. Glad we won, but I feel the same as you, Rico. I'm telling you, if you guys felt good about this win, I mean, kudos to you that you can actually feel good about this win. I ain't gonna hate on you. If you feel good about this win, yo, good on you, bro. I can't. There's no way I can feel good about this one. There's some good moments in this game, but overall this game, nah, I don't feel good about it. Not one bit. What's up, Ray? We knew this was going to be a close one. History says we play good teams. Great. This one's done and don't affect next game. Josh is going to go off next week. Yeah, we can say that all we want until our damn see it, because we were going to say Josh was going to go off this week. Again, did we not? Josh is going to go off against the Chargers. We said that too, didn't we? And none of those things happened. It's one of those things, man, when the game plan is right, the game plan is right. It looks like two coaches kind of slowed us down on the game plan. So what the hell you think the Dolphins are going to do next week? You think it's going to be a cakewalk? It ain't going to be a cakewalk. Best believe that. But it never is. Divisional games is tough. It's tough. The great thing is we have an absolute opportunity for the division next week. That's the fantastic part of this whole situation. We have an absolute banger of an opportunity to take the number 2 seed. To win this game, we have an opportunity to go up against the Dolphins and steal one in Miami and sweep them. Adrian, what's up, Adrian? We had games like this with Dorsey, too. Our offensive line is undisciplined. Bro, we just got beat off the line, bro. O-line was not good today. We couldn't get a rhythm whatsoever. But the worst thing is there were plays that were open and Josh was just missing them. Wait till the film gurus go over this game. They're going to like, yo, Josh had ample opportunity to hit these things, but he just wasn't seeing the field. This is the second time Josh wasn't seeing the field well. Come on now. Salute to my guy, Maybach Mel. What's up, Maybach? And Maybach is a Patriots fan, by the way. So he has the dog in the fight. He already knows his team's not making the playoffs. He's looking at it from an honest standpoint. He says, as an outsider looking in, you don't know what the Bills team is going to show up week to week. We don't. Brother, we know that. We are well aware. Like my man Jeff King said, it's Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde, man. Whether it's a Jekyll or Hyde, which one's going to show up? Today, Hyde took over. And I even said it. Do not let Hyde get in the way. Because Hyde is the type of person that says, you know what? Let's make things interesting. Let's wait till the fourth quarter and really see. No, man. Sometimes you just got to demolish a team and just from the start to finish and just dominate to look like the team that's supposed to be the best team. Not you don't know which team. Like if you were to look at to see, you look at both these guys, you would never know who's the playoff team, who's vying for a playoff spot. You would have never known. Holy jumpins, man. Frustrating as ever. I ain't gonna cap, man. But I appreciate you, Maybach Bell, because that's what it looked like today. Yo, Lighting Bear, what's up, man? Rico, Josh Allen always shows out in the playoffs, so why are you worried? He will come out. He will come through when we need it. Oh, is that right? He always shows up in the playoffs. I mean, Lightning Bear, go back to last game in the playoffs. What are you talking about? He always shows up. Did he show up last playoff game? Come on, man. Yo, where am I? Twilight Zone? Like, what are we watching here? He always shows up in the playoffs. What? Come on, y'all. We got to be better. Sometimes we gotta let the reality hit us and for us to sit here and be honest with one another. Be honest with yourself. Come on, man. Come on, man. I agree, Rico. I'm not happy with this win either, but Bill should have curb-stomped the pass, but yet again, let a garbage team hang around. And that at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Letting teams hang around that have no business hanging around with us. We can't. And jokes aside, in all seriousness aside, listen, we can't let these teams hang around because when you do, these things happen. And what you do is when you let them hang around, they get motivated. They get motivated and say, wait a minute, there's a little light. I see a little light at the end of the tunnel. Yo, we got some, bro. Yo, let's muster some things up. That almost happened. That almost happened, man. The greatest series is when we came out of the halftime and we said, yo, two plays, get down the field, let's go. Big play to Gabe Davis. Big play right down the sideline to Kincaid. I really wish he got in the end zone off that. He should have high-stepped or something, man. Get in there. You know, pull a Deion. But at the end of the day, we got it done. Two plays, bang, bang. Then we're like, okay, that's the offense we're talking about. Oh, my gosh, man. Now, there wasn't all terrible things in this game because it sounds like it was all terrible. It was all awful. It wasn't all like that. There were some really good things that we saw, right? When I look back at the receiving room, I don't like what I saw from Stephon Diggs having only 4 receptions for 26 yards. But what I did like was Khalil Shakir with 4 big receptions for 39 yards. They're all over like 10 yards, give or take. Long of 18, but he was actually pretty damn good. Khalil Shakir in the slot, I like it. We should keep that up. We should keep that rotation going. We should keep that, keep that pairing going. But we need to make a bigger effort of getting Stephon Diggs the football. Good things happen when you put the ball in Stephon Diggs' hands. You saw it today. And you can't tell me that this defense was so airtight that we could not muster and get him open. No, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. We gotta be way better. We gotta be way better. We had 3 sacks today, 2 of them coming from Terrell Bernard. Salute to Terrell Bernard. Came through looking like, you know what I mean, Matt Milano a little bit. We had 6 tackles for loss. We were in their backfield today, which I love to see defensively, because that was the bright spot today. Defense was the bright spot today. Forcing the 3 turnovers, getting 3 interceptions, 2 of them from Rasul Douglas. You'll love to see it. You absolutely love to see it. And Ed Oliver, if you guys don't understand, that Ed Oliver interception wasn't just like a tip, bring it in. That Ed Oliver was a stretch. Let me corral that with one arm and bring it in. Ed Oliver was an athletic play. Awesome job. Awesome job. So, knowing what we know, and there were some bright spots on this team, because I'll tell you, I said it in the pregame show, and I said, special teams is going to have to play a big part in this. And by what I mean by play a big part is field position. Did I not say that? Field position is going to be big. And I'll tell you right now, Mr. Sam Martin was absolutely sensational today. He had 6 punts. 6 punts. And every last punt ended up in the 20-yard line, within the 20-yard line. What a masterful, you know what I'm saying, performance by Sam Martin. If Sam Martin's ability to punt and pin them down allowed our defense to do what they did, you know what I mean? Made it very difficult for Bailey Zapp to even get a good rhythm to really get things going, because you're relegated now to a certain safe plays. You can't take chances when you're in your zone. You got to stay safe. And that's exactly what they did. So Sam Martin pinning those boys back there, primo. Love that, man. This defense was on it. Defense today was solid. Now, there were a few moments where Bailey Zapp had some good plays. I mean, you gotta chalk it up to great receiver play. That beautiful snag on the sideline by, I think it was, Edwards? It was like a big 40. It was not Kevin Harris. It was, who was it? I think it was Jalen Reagor. Jalen Reagor, beautiful, beautiful pass by Zapp. I mean, you got to give it to him. Coverage was pretty damn good by Benford. And just a better catch, just a better effort. You got to give it to him. You got to give credit, you know what I mean, to Billy Zapp on that pass, because that was a great pass, man. He had a couple good passes this game, but you got to give him credit for it. But for the most part, defense was solid. McDermott's defense was absolutely solid, but I expect that because this offense was ranked bottom of the league, 25 and below. So we expected that. So they did what they were supposed to do against an inferior offense. But the offense that's supposed to be a top 10 offense absolutely did not show up. We did not show up. We did not look like the seventh ranked rushing team. We did not look like the ninth ranked passing team. We did not look like any of that. Something's got to give, man. We're like, I mean, listen, Stephon Diggs, Khalil Shakir. I mean, listen, those are the 3 guys that pretty much get play. Will we see any changes in that? I don't know. Do the changes need to even happen? Or is it just Josh that just needs to be better? I'm chalking it up that Josh has to be better. He's going to have to be. It's an empty win, man. It doesn't feel like a I'm so happy you got this, man. It just feels like, all right, chalk it up, put it in the W, put the W in the column, and let's move on to next week, because this week's like, holy crap, wasn't great. Wasn't great. Now, I'm looking at these team stats there. And there were some alarming things today. And normally, we're a team that absolutely excels on third downs. We're one of the best in the league, actually. If we're not first, we're second. We're like top three in offensive efficiency on third downs. Today, 7 for 15 third downs. We started 0 for 4. Then we went on a run, and then we ended up being like 4 for 5 or something like that. Or six, I think it was like 5 for 6 or something of that nature. And we started to really get going. But third down efficiency today, we went 17 for 15. We got to be better. We got to be better. But here's where things got to matter. I mean, time of possession, we wanted to do that. And we did that. Not by much, but a little bit. Penalties weren't so bad. We didn't take crucial penalties. That's the one thing we wanted to avoid, avoiding the stupid penalties. We did take Jordan Poyer. You got to be better than that, bro. You got to be better than that. You can't hit a guy out of bounds. Come on, that's dumb shit, right? But for the most part, not a bad game for penalties. 4 penalties, one of them being a delay of game, but 4 for 32. Not bad. Not bad at all. Where we looked a little more disciplined in that regard today. But for the most part, we just didn't capitalize. That's our problem, man. We weren't capitalizing and weren't executing. Today's problem with the team was execution, offensive execution. We did not execute. We couldn't. We just could not pull it together and execute. And I mean, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is absolutely in the pudding. Like for a team that turns the ball over four times, yo, we gotta capitalize on everything. We got to capitalize. We can't just come away with field goals. We just can't. And let's not forget, man, the Patriots missed 2 field goals. The Patriots missed 2 field goals. Excuse me. They missed one but got a delay of game on another. And they're a whole mess on their end. But had they had a competent kicker, bro, we're looking at a tie game. We can't have that, man. Can't have these weak-ass teams hang around. Just can't. Josh plays down to teams, no team, not the team itself. I don't know, man. Josh is one of those, like, he's like one of those case studies where he's like a fascinating case study. Like, if you're a guy that really wants to, like, you want to take any quarterback in the league, take Josh out. Because he'll put on shit, he'll put tape on for you. Like, you're like, wow, this guy is, yo, who is this guy? He's an alien. And you put on another tape and you're like, yo, is that the same guy I'm watching? He gets in his head. He gets his own head. Like, I don't get it, man. Now, I see multiple people talking about, well, it's his shoulder. Then that's where Joe Brady comes in. And this is now my beef. I got to bring my thing to Joe Brady. Joe Brady, I don't want to say the honeymoon is over, but like now the tape is out. You know I mean, you got 6 games under your belt, 5, 6 games under your belt. Teams can now, you know what I mean, look at pattern and what you'd like to do and what you're accustomed to doing and what on certain down and distances, what do you normally like to do? And it seems as though they've kind of figured things out. Thus seeing the struggle between Josh Allen and Diggs. Like, I just don't get it. They were connecting like nobody's business. And now it's like they struggle to get 5 to 6 connections together. You guys don't find that odd? Josh Allen continues to, you know what I mean, force footballs where they have no business forcing. He's underthrowing. He's overthrowing. Like, he was all over the place today, man. It wasn't good. We did not look good today. We did not look good. And if for those that are just not liking to hear that type of truth, there are many, many other places that you can go and say, hey, guys, we got the win. That's what matters. We're getting going, but we look pretty decent today. We need to clean some things up. We do. I can get into all the things we need to clean up, but this is something that pissed me off. And Josh Allen's play today pissed me off, man. Jumpins, man. It was to as a fan watch this thing and knowing, yo, we're better than this, man. We're better than this. Play calling was okay, but I want to see more run calls on second and five. Juan Castillo, Pats have a top seven defense. They're not a bad team. Shaking my head. Plus, it's a division game. Relax. No, I won't. You know I won't. Because that team is the inferior team. We're supposed to, guys, you understand, man. If we're trying to make a play, we're trying to make, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, solidify ourselves. You got to take care of teams like the Patriots. You have to. You have to take care of teams like the Patriots. Because when we get to the playoffs, all we're going to do is face teams like the Patriots because they earned their right to get to the playoffs. We're either going to play the Chiefs. We're either going to play the Dolphins, depending on how we play out. If things shake out, we're the three seed or the two seed. The way these things play out. And I guarantee you right now, that Chiefs defense is a good defense. It's a damn good defense. And Pat Mahomes ain't no Bailey Zapp. Let's keep it a buck. We cannot perform the way we performed today against the Chiefs team because on the other end, they're going to capitalize. We both know that. And Juan Castillo, you're right. We survived. That's exactly what we did. Guess what? We survived last week. Do you want to keep surviving? You know what I mean? Sometimes we got to grab, what's the saying? We got to grab the bull by its horns and control that shit, man.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But it's tough. Now, I'm going to come back to this team because offensively, it wasn't just Josh. I know I'm being hard on Josh, but golly, we had some footballs that were dropped today. We had at least four drops today by these receivers, and those drops could have they could have materialized into bigger plays and lasting drives, first downs, and so on and so forth. But them things were killing me, man. Latavius Murray's drop was bad. That was a bad one, but I mean, I don't expect too much from Latavius Murray. But we had some drops today, folks. We definitely had some drops, and we could have been better. But overall, I'm happy we got the win. Don't get me wrong. Let's not get it twisted here. I'm happy we got the win because what it does is it gets us our 10th win, and it puts us in position to win the division next week. You know the game's going to be flexed, whether it's going to be Sunday night, Monday night, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be, maybe it's going to be an afternoon. I don't know what the league wants to do with it, but you know it's going to be one of those Sunday night, Monday night games. All eyes are going to be, you know what I mean, on Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, you know, the whole thing. Lightning Bear says, yo, fair criticism, Rico. Just got to say, stay optimistic. None of us are fortune tellers. No. We're definitely not fortune tellers. Not at all. Because if I was a fortune teller, I would have said Josh Allen was going to have 300 yards and four touchdown passes. Book it. this league and the way these games go, you can never, ever, I'm saying, like, think that you got it because you don't. Any given Sunday, things happen, man. Really do. Walter S. says, you absolutely want to keep surviving. Better than alternative and looking for moral victories in 13-second games. Need to be better, but the same would be true even if it was a blowout. I mean, I get it. I get the keep surviving part, but I want to keep surviving. I don't want to keep surviving. I mean, I want to be dominant. I mean, I don't want to keep surviving. Surviving to me tells me like you made it there and you squeaked away with one. Like you didn't deserve one. but you survived it. You know what I'm saying? You should have lost, but you survived it. Usually that's what it is, man. I'm a survivor because you should have lost, but you survived. You feel me? So like, do we want to keep surviving? That means we have no business being in the position that we're in, but we damn well do have the right to be in the position that we're in because we have good ass players on the squad. So we shouldn't be surviving with the damn roster we have. I'm not even trying to go off on you, Walter, because I get what you're saying. Sometimes it's good to survive, but golly, man, we can't keep surviving because that's telling me we're not supposed to be there. Until and then when the hourglass runs out of us surviving, one team's gonna be like, yo, done with the surviving shit, man. I'm done with that. You ain't surviving no more. You're done. You're dead. I don't want to die, man. I want to keep going. Now, we're getting to the tail end of the year. We got one more game left. One more opportunity to clean things up. And if things play out the way we need it to play out, because I think it will, Seattle and Steelers are playing, and then the Kansas City Chiefs versus Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, thus far, none of the things have worked out the way we needed to work out. The Colts, I think what we needed, the Colts to lose. Colts won. I can't remember what the other situation was. But yeah, there were some things that played out. But today, oh my gosh, I just saw the score right now of the Dolphins-Ravens game. Holy smokes. Whoa. I did not see the score until right this second. Yay. Yay. 56-19? Wow. 56-19. My goodness. Lamar Jackson absolutely solidified himself as the MVP. Lock it up. He's it. He is it. My gosh. 56-19. They just absolutely went off in the fourth quarter and the second quarter. Whoo! What did Tua do today? Oh my. I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming. My 56-19 is absolutely not surviving. That is waving the flag. You know, there's a lot of Dominicans out in Miami. No mas, please, senor. No mas. I don't want no too much. Holy smokes. Well, Tua Tagovailoa, 22 for 38, 237. Two touchdowns, two picks. Three sacks, 71.9. A pop. Lamar Jackson, 18 for 21. 18 for 21, 321 yards. Yo, he was dropping bombs all day. That's what that means to me. He was dropping bombs all day. 15.3 yards a pop, five touchdowns, no interceptions. Bro, he went off. Gus Edwards is a load, man. 68 for 68. 16 for 68. They had 168 yards rushing. Lamar Jackson only has 35 yards rushing. So you know these boys were off today, man. Zay Flowers, 3 for 106. There you go. 75-yard long bomb. Justice Hill, Rashad Bateman, 54. Yo, he was cooking everywhere, bro. Odell Beckham with a 33-yard TD reception with a touchdown. Bro, these guys got work today, man. Tyreek Hill, 6 for 76, no touchdowns, 12 targets. The next highest target was Devon Achane, the running back, with 5. OMG. 56-19, though? Yee. TD Finns must have been, yo, that must have been a stream to watch. He must have been doing, hey, ah! You know, he's all super dramatic. So, oof. Golly, I didn't realize. All right, man, listen, we might be able to, listen, Josh Allen needs to wake the hell up now. Wake up, big guy. You got rid of those dusty-ass games? Wake up. 48-20 was the last time we played these Miami Dolphins. They just got whooped 56-19. You know they're not going to try to get whooped again. But this is where we got to come in and start cleaning our shit up. Man, 56-19, I didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna hold you. I did not see that coming. 56-19? Oof. That one hurts. Yo, they gave up. They absolutely gave up. So Bills winning was massive. And you guys already know this. I said this. It's a good win. It's a good, solid win to say, here, put that in the win column. But our performance wasn't great. Our performance was lackluster. Defense, I love what the defense did today. That makes me happy. I'm pleased by that because we can bring that defense and continue rolling and doing what we do, because this defense, like we've been saying since the beginning of the season, this defense is primed, man. This defense is primed. This is it, man. We got to take it. That's the division is ours. You go four straight division winners. Because this Miami Dolphins fans, they thought they had it. They thought they were really doing it. They thought, yo, we got this division. We're going to kill. The fans were talking. Listen, these Dolphins fans were talking about greasy. Hold on now. Hold your fire. You know what I mean? Hold your water. The Bills got something to say about it. It wasn't pretty for us these last two games, but we're putting some wins together. Because sometimes you got to win these again. And here it is too, right? Learning to win, if you will. Not that we are learning to win, but we have to get back on that winning streak to just get to understand that the more we do this consecutively, the better we get at it. And hopefully we can clean ourselves up way before it's time. But today's game did not give me confidence that we are ready to really take hold and go for this whole thing. But golly, man, 56-19 though? Shoot. Indianapolis survived. Survived the Las Vegas Raiders 23-20. And here's the thing that I need to tell you guys, right? This is what I was saying earlier today. Because if you look at the Las Vegas Raiders, 13 receptions for 126. 21 targets. 21 targets. That's Aiden O'Connell. All right. So I don't want to hear bullshit that we can't get him the football. I don't want to, we can't get Stephon Diggs the football. We just can't because the defense is playing so well. No, I'm not buying it. Aiden O'Connell, 21 targets. He knows where the ball's supposed to go. Get him the football. Marico, they lost 23-20. They're in the game because of Mr. Devontae Adams. With 13 receptions, a buck 26, and two touchdowns. You got to get these boys ready. You got to get them involved. You watching his body language? His body language is like, yo, I'm just here, man. Yo, you want to throw me the ball? Throw me the ball. If you don't, you don't. I'm just here. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Like, I don't want Stephon Diggs to be that way. I need Stephon Diggs, the dog, to be like, yo, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's still being a good teammate because I can see him on the sideline. Just a little bit that they show us on the sideline, him and coaches talking, all that stuff. So he's still in it. But golly, we want the other Diggs, the Diggs that is fired up and ready to go. We don't have that yet because Joshy boy over here is, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's up to. I don't know if he let Coach Belichick, all those compliments get to his head, because Coach Belichick knew exactly what he was doing. I'm going to get in his head. I'm going to tell him that he's a star. I'm going to tell him that he's like Tom Brady. I'm going to tell him all the things he wants to hear. And then I'm going to get his ass, right? And it looked like that today too, because you know what? Yo, he respects me. I'm about to go out there and kill that shit. Nope. Belichick's, nah, bitch. I'm still trying to win this thing. I'm still trying to make a name for myself and try to get me another squad. So I'm going to make you look terrible. It almost worked. It almost worked, man. Do not believe anything Bill Belichick says. Don't believe that shit until he's retired and then he can tell you off the field all that bullshit. Come on now. 13 receptions for a buck 26. That's how you do it, man. Get him the football. It only makes the team better when Stephon Diggs is cooking. Am I wrong? Come on now. Aiden O'Connell's the one that's doing that. Jacksonville 26, nothing to Carolina. I mean, we kind of knew that was coming. Houston is up on Tennessee. We kind of knew that was coming. CJ Stroud is that dude. 26-3, they beat him. The Giants, damn, the Giants almost took it to the Rams. Surprised. Arizona Cardinals takes down Philly. Arizona Cardinals take down the Philadelphia Eagles. They're no longer the Eagles, man. They're the fraudulent Eagles. That team is a fraudulent team, man. Frauds, man. Golly. New Orleans beats Tampa. I thought Tampa was going to win that one. There goes NO. See, that's a team that's inconsistent. I don't know anything about. And then San Fran over Washington. What a week. What a week. What a week. Oh, man. Now, before I get out of here, I got to talk about Joe Brady. I got to get my rocks off on Joe Brady. And it's not going to be too crazy. It's just that Joe Brady needs to mature. Joe Brady needs to find ways to get the ball into the man's hands. And the man's hands is Stephon Diggs. Because when Stephon Diggs is cooking, anybody can stop that, brother. But we gotta shy away from the screenplay. Like, these guys took away the quick slant. The quick slant is what they were taking away from Diggs today. So he couldn't do that. So, like, if you can't have the quick slant, then find something else. Now, I do like the fact that he's gotten Khalil Shakir involved. I do like the fact that we've established a run game. I love that fact. But now we got to put it all together now. We can't deviate from giving the ball to Stephon Diggs. We just can't. I mean, let's go back to the Raiders. The Raiders don't have Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs didn't even play. Zamir White had a good game. They were giving the football, and they were giving it to Davante Adams, man. You got to keep that brother involved. But it's not always about Stephon Diggs, and I get that part. Because I loved what I saw from Kincaid today. Kincaid was involved early. Kincaid had a – and it was, I've been looking for it. Where's that pass that just can get Kincaid in stride? Pop that and keep going. We've been looking for that, and we got that today. So there was this offense Brady's working at. It makes back to Stephon Diggs. I'm hearing Stephon Diggs is – he's cooked. He's not – he ain't cooked for shit. He was cooking guys today, but Josh wasn't able to connect with him. And I know for a fact that Josh understands it and he knows it, and we're going to get better at it. We have to. We got no choice. And the fact that I know that Josh is that dude, he'll fix it. Hopefully in time for us to get back on track and look like the dominant team that we should be. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it plays out. Rico, just a special teams blunder that got us in a hole off the bat. I did earlier, that kick return touchdown. I mean, shit, that sometimes happens, man. Somebody misses their gap. Somebody misses their assignment. Big old lane. As a return guy, there's no hesitation, man. You got to hit that. You just got to hit it. You see it, you take it. You see it, you take it. You don't hesitate. If you get blown up in the midst of it, so be it. But you see it, you got to take it. And I'm going to tell you this. I'd love if our punt returner could see it and take it. Because that brother, all he sees is he sees the punt. If he's not downing it, he's dancing, moving around, and doing this bullshit, fam. Just receive the punt and go. All this dancing around, just useless. But that's a whole different ballgame. I don't want to be negative Rico over here, right? People, oh, you're being too negative. Nah, bro, I'm not. Not one bit. I'm just being real. I'm frustrated. That's what it is, man. When you're frustrated with a team and you know your team's way better than what they're putting out there, it blows, man. It blows, man. But here we are. Super chat coming in from Richard Pierce. What's up, Rich? I understand the Allen smoke, but drops, protection, and bad play calling is an issue too. Why is it always Allen's fault? Because Allen's the leader. Allen's the quarterback. When we lose, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at your quarterback sometimes. I know that Allen's put in his position. Believe me when I know it, I know this. Allen has also put in his position where he's put the team on his back and got us there, and the defense lost us the ball. But you can't, this is not somewhere where you blame the defense, because the defense is what actually helped us and aided us to winning. Now, could we clean up a whole bunch of things in this game? Hell yeah. Offensive line, I already called that out. It was not great today. We did not do well offensively. Protecting Josh Allen, we did not do great. And open up the lanes for the run game, we did not do great. We got pushed around today on the line. Football drops. That's going to kill us. It's going to kill momentum. We lost a lot of momentum today with stupid drops and silly drops. And we got to be way better. And the good thing is we got another week to prove that we ain't just here to not get fined. You know what I mean? We want to be here to make a difference. So we'll see how that. We'll see. We got a lot. Listen, still lost a lot of football left, especially because we made the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And we have a shot for the division. We have a shot for the division. So we'll see. We'll see. Raymond says, yo, I'll take disgusting, sloppy, ugly wins to get to the title. You can only be so ugly for so long, bro. We can only win these ugly games for so long. You got to have one of those performances where you dominate and show, you know what I mean, show what you're made of, because that translates into moving on to the next game. All these ugly games, they add up to something. Prime example, last year against the Dolphins, Skylar Thompson almost took us right to the end to win. We had a sloppy game. The game after that, we absolutely get run out of our own stadium. We got beat down. Yes, the Bengals. The Bengals just whooped us and sent us packing. So, like, it was indicative of the poor performance that we put up against the Dolphins defensively. And offensively, we were just putting things together, but it took a while for us to get going. Skylar Thompson was taking it to us. So it the result of that game translated into the next game. So I understand that, you know what I mean? There's things that we can change up and take. Those disgusting wins are great, but we can't bring that disgust and sloppiness to the next game because it translates and it's not good. Not good at all. Austin says, not fam. This is part of the problem. I already got that one. Trying to get the super chats that I have not read yet, so forgive me. Let's see. My man Adrian says, we had games like this with Dorsey too. Our offense is undisciplined. We're going to get better. We got to clean it up, but we will. What's up, JR? JR, Josh Richardson. What's up, Josh? The Bills were playing like they're ready for next week. This win was necessary. Dolphins not ready for us. The division is ours again. Number two seed. Let's effing go. Listen, I want to be as jacked as you are. But I just this performance is weighing heavy on me. I don't know. But I feel a little better now that I've kind of released frustration. I've released frustration, and I'm looking forward to Josh and Joe Brady. And one thing I can say that these guys will work on cleaning things up. And I'm hoping that Josh and Diggs clean things up between the chemistry between the two of them because it's been a little rusty. It's been a little rocky a little bit. We don't see you mean that chemistry. But when it's all said and done, and I need to count on you. I know, and I think, and I know Josh knows that he can go right to Stephon Diggs, and Josh and Stephon Diggs will make a play, exactly like in that last game, right down third and short, right up to the sideline. Who does he throw to? Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs comes down with it. But man, Josh has got to hit those, man, because there are plays that he's leaving on the field, plays leaving on the field, footballs leaving on the field that you can absolutely capitalize, and we're just not capitalized. So we got to capitalize, and we got to execute. And there were moments that we did not execute. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is, man. Sonny Lamont. What's up, Sonny? Hello from Alaska. What's up, Sonny? Any news on Daquan and Milano? And if any of those two are closing back to the playoffs? Well, Sonny from Alaska, what you do need to know is Milano is not coming back. Coach McDermott made it very clear it ain't happening. So we can get our hopes off of that. However, you may have been living under a rock, so take that Alaskan rock off your head, my brother, because Daquan Jones was back today on the field, and it was good to see him and Ed Oliver, number 92 and number 91, back together again, dominating in the trenches. So it was great to see our defensive line get after it. Leonard Floyd, A.J. Epinesa, I mean, even Kingsley Jonathan got in on the play a little bit. So looking pretty good, man, looking pretty good. Daquan Jones coming back off of that is damn good. So I'll take that all day, every day. All day, every day. Lightning Bear says, Tua and Chubb left the game and didn't come back, Rico. Yeah, I read that somewhere. That'll be interesting. That'll be very interesting. Let me go. Rico, hack crazy. The road to the second Bills is deep. Bill seed is what is it? What is it? Second seed? Yeah, I mean, we're close to the second seed. Close to the second seed. We just got to win this game out. Win this game out, and we got it. So let me tie this all up. Let me just tie this whole thing up, all right? Let me lasso this thing and put it to bed. And before I do, a Super Bowl champ looks like Baltimore this time of year, not the inconsistent Buffalo Jills. I mean, I wouldn't use those terms, call my Bills the Jills, but you're right. You know what I mean? You want a strong performance like what the Baltimore just did to the Dolphins. But let's not get it twisted. We did the same damn thing to the Dolphins, 48-20. So that's a beatdown in itself. They put up a couple more touchdowns. They actually just put one touchdown more than we did, right? We let them put 20 points, and they put up 19 on them. So, I mean, it was pretty much the same type of beatdown, if you really think about it. But that 50-burger, it hits different. That 50-burger hits different. So we shall see. We shall see. But a dominant performance by the Ravens nonetheless. You take down the 49ers, and then you take down the Dolphins, and you bust them both in the ass. Credit. Got to give credit, man. Right now, 17-7 Bengals. What the hell's going on with the Chiefs, man? What's going on with the Chiefs, bro? The Bengals 17-7 led by Jake Browning. What is up? What's going on in the NFL today, bro? What's happening, bro? What the heck? Golly. All right. Well, shoot. That's what the score is, and that's what it is. 17-7, Jake Browning, 98 yards with a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, 4 for 5 with one touchdown himself. So, I mean, the night is still young, but shoot, man. What's going on, bro? Jake Browning's got a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. Who the fuck is Jake Browning? What? I bet. Yo, listen. That's why. Here's another thing to look at too, folks. That's why you want to make sure you win your games that you're supposed to win. Win the games you're supposed to win because things like this happen. 17-7 Bengals over the Chiefs right now without Joe Burrow. Without T, I think it was T. Higgins was hurt. So it's just Jamar Chase. And Jamar Chase is backing up his shit talk. Jamar Chase said, I don't respect those guys. Like, who? I ain't scared. Like, what? Like, they know. Double team me, this down the third. Yo, it's looking like it right now. Jamar Chase has one reception off of two targets for 24 yards. What's up? Edward says, yo, I have a feeling Diggs was injured in London, landing on his back, going for that bomb. Stared unusual drops late in the game, man. Yeah, man. And guess what? That unusual, that big fall that he did was because of an underthrow by who? Yours truly? Josh Allen. I don't know. I don't get it with the underthrows by Josh. He's got to cut it out because it's starting to piss me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Those underthrows are starting to piss me off because the guy's supposed to have one of the strongest arms in the game. Show me. Show me. By the way, the Seahawks are up 17-14. So in order for the Bills to clinch their playoff berth, folks, we need several things to happen. And right now, one of them is not happening with the Cincinnati Bengals game. Totally thought Chiefs would be able to handle that, but they're not. So they're imploding over there. And right now, the Seahawks are doing God's work by winning 17-14. So these boys got to put it on them. Put it on them, folks. Put it on them. And we'll see how this plays out. So, listen, I want you guys to understand something, man. I don't got to explain it to y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. Love this freaking team. Love every bit about everything about them. But because I love them so much, I can talk my shit about them because that's my squad. And if they're playing like garbage, I'm going to keep it a buck and say they're playing like garbage. And today was not a good game for the offense. The offense was not good. They were sloppy. They weren't executing. They looked unpolished, just not great. Thank goodness for this damn defense that McDermott is running because the pressure was on Bailey Zapp. We took care of business. Bills win 27-21, and off we go. So, Don says, yo, Seattle win and a Chiefs win, Buffalo playoff clinch. That's exactly right, man. We need just one of them to happen. We just need Steelers to win. If the Steelers win, then the Bills clinch. If both those things happen, it's even better. It just makes the case even stronger. But we just need the Steelers to handle their business. And actually, yeah, that's right. You need the Chiefs to win as well. But if that's not happening, it becomes a problem. Becomes a problem, man. Now we got this league, man. This league is pissing me off, man. Before I get out of here, let me just do one last thing. One last thing. And then I'm going to get out of here. We're going to look at the playoff picture and see how this is looking and what has to happen. So bear with me. And I don't want to take too much thunder away because my man Z-Bot and Rev will be on live tonight again after all the games, all the afternoon games are done. They will be talking to you guys live. And so come back later on and be on here because you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be fun. So let me share my screen real quick and see what kind of nonsense the Bills have gotten themselves into. All right. So here we go. If you guys can see my screen, you guys can see it. Wonderful. Let me bring myself to the bottom of the screen so I can enlarge that screen for you. All right. Bet. All right. So we've already had some games play out. All right. So obviously the Bears took care of business. The Colts took care of business. The Jags did. The Texans did. The Rams barely got out of it. The Cardinals taking out the Eagles. Golly, the Eagles, man. What's going on with y'all? Saints handled business. Now we've got these boys playing. So as of right now, we are the sixth seed. We are the sixth seed. Let's just say Seattle handles business. And let's just say the Bengals keep it up. The Bengals keep it up and they win. And the Broncos, let's say the Broncos take down the Chargers. And who cares about this game? So this is what it looks like. Bills, if the playoffs start today, Bills are the sixth seed. They face the Kansas City Chiefs. But if Pittsburgh wins, right now the seventh seed becomes the Colts. But if the Bengals actually lose this game, nothing changes. The Bills remain in the sixth seed. Let's just say Seattle wins and the Bengals win. Now the Bengals become the seventh seed. So it really doesn't affect us. It looks like we'll be facing the Kansas City Chiefs, and maybe that might be the best thing for this struggling-ass offensive team that we're facing right now, because Kansas City seems to not have their shit together. So maybe that might be good. Maybe our defense is coming on strong at the right time. But this is what it's looking like right now. But we want the division. That is what we want. So by next week, right, by week 18, Bills win and they get the two seed. It's that simple. It's that simple. It don't matter what anything else happens, right? Ravens are probably going to take that one seed, but they don't care because they're going to be the one seed no matter what. So if Seattle wins, if Pittsburgh wins, it don't matter. Bengals and Browns are looking damn good, so they'll probably be there. So that eliminates the Bengals. So that puts the Colts back on top. Then you got, who else? You got the Colts and Texans. That's a tough one. I'm going to give the edge to the Texans. So that allows us to play the Jaguars for the second seed. That's why we want the second seed, people. We want the second seed so we can play some of the struggling. But let's just beat the Texans. It don't matter. We're playing the Jaguars. Chiefs take care of the... It don't matter. We're still playing the Jaguars. We got to win it. So what changes? So if the Titans beat the Bengals in week 18, they were playing the Bengals. If the Jaguars win, we play the Colts. Let me slide on over here. Jets and Patriots, who cares, right? Raiders and Broncos, whoever. I don't know if that makes a difference. Nope, it makes no difference. It makes no difference. So really and truly, the big difference makers is this Colts-Texans game. Colts-Texans is huge, and Jaguars-Tennessee is huge. If Texans win and Tennessee wins, we play the Bengals. Man. But if the Bengals, and that's if the Bengals lose, but if the Bengals win, it don't matter. So Colts-Texans-Titans-Jaguars is the difference maker. It don't matter what happens with Broncos and Raiders. Actually, it does. Because if the Broncos win, they're in. So let me just put it this way, folks. Let me just stop sharing this thing. Because I don't want to take the thunder away from my boys Z-Bot and my boy Rev. We just got to win next week. Forget about this week. I'm done with this week. I'm not happy with the performance, but the W is what we got. We got the W. It's next week that we got to worry about. Win, and we get the second seed. But it's not just the second seed that we get. Now we're facing the Broncos. We have a possibility of facing the Broncos, the Jaguars, or the Colts. Take your pick. If we lose, we're the sixth seed. Let me go back. I got to share that thing again because there's all these possibilities. You know this NFL. NFL is wacky and quacky. It's wacky, quacky NFL, boy. So let's go back to share the screen real quick. Let's just say the football script writers have it that the Dolphins take us in week 18. We just get relegated down to the sixth seed and we play the Chiefs. If the Colts win, it changes nothing for the Bills. If the Jags win, and we've done this again. I did it on Friday. We're doing this again. So if the Bills lose in week 18 and the Jags win and the Colts take on the Texans, they beat the Texans, the Bills are relegated to the seventh seed and play the Miami Dolphins again back to back. But if the Raiders come in and say, nah, man, the Broncos ain't shit. We're taking the Broncos. It changes nothing. We become the seventh seed and we face the Dolphins again. And week 18, if the Bengals win over the Browns, because the Browns are like, yo, man, we're not going to play our starters. We're trying to rest our guys. Then it becomes the, oh, shit. Here we go, folks. This is what we don't want. This is absolutely what we don't want. So let me back it up to week 17, just so I can play this for you guys. This is what we do not want. We don't want the Raiders being the Broncos. Let me just try to change that up. Oh, it don't mean a damn shit. It don't mean anything. So Bills can't lose. If let's just say the Pittsburgh beat, nope, it doesn't change a thing. So the Browns have to beat the Bengals. All right? The Browns have to beat the Bengals in order for us to stay in and make the playoffs if we lose to the Dolphins. First, and here's another thing. And the Colts, damn it, I don't mean a damn thing either. And we can't have the Titans win. The Titans can't win. Excuse me, we want the Titans to win. So we want, we don't want the Jaguars to win. So if the Jaguars win and the Colts win next week and the Browns win, actually that doesn't affect us. The Bills are out. There's your scenario of how this plays out. Yo, we can't have that shit. So let's run that back again. So Bills lose. It means nothing about this. The Steelers game, it means nothing. So the Browns have to win. We need the Browns to win next week. Okay. We also need, if the Bills lose, we also need. Shoot, that doesn't affect us one bit. And we need the Titans to win. If the Bills lose next week, we have to cheer for the Titans and we have to cheer for the Browns. If those things happen. And let me see if this makes a difference. Nope, that doesn't make any difference. All right. So let me recap this. If for some reason the Bills lose against the Dolphins next week, and that's if in week 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers still lose, but the Bengals win, because right now we need the Bengals to lose. The Bengals need to lose because they own the tiebreaker against us, folks. They own the tiebreaker. So we need the Chiefs to get their shit together and win this, because if the Chiefs lose this one and the Pittsburgh Steelers lose, now we need to win that Dolphins game, because if we don't beat the Dolphins, we're now relying on the Titans. And we're relying on the Colts, on the Browns to win. I hope that makes sense, because let me put it this way. If those things don't happen, bro, we're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. And I got to go back to week 17 because I have to change a few things. But you guys see the difference. So right now, we need these boys to win in order for it to happen. Because if the Bengals win, it's problematic for us. All right, listen, this is making me depressed every time I look at this thing. So we just got to win out. We got to win out. That's it. There's no ways about it. Listen, I'm going to let Z-Bot and I'm there, because they're going to go through all the information that you need to know. But as of right now, bro, go Chiefs. That's what we got. Go Chiefs and hip hip hooray. Freaking Steelers, we need them to lose. Seahawks, get after it. We need those things to happen. And then I could breathe a little bit. But boy, oh boy, I'm not going to go through it anymore, guys. It's already depressing enough. We need those things to play out, because if they don't, there's a way that the Bills don't make it. And last but not least, I'm going to do one last thing before I get out of here. I thought I was done, but I'm going to show you one last thing. So we're going to go to the NY and New York Times. The New York Times website, and then we can kind of put these things to bed right now. So I'm gonna tell you, we went from a 90% rate of making the playoffs. Remember that? It was a 90%. So right now, if you guys can see, I don't know if you guys can see the screen perfect. You guys can see the screen right now. So we went from 90%, we're down to 71%. You see how things can happen in this damn game? 70%. 71%. And that's us winning against the Dolphins next week. So as you can see, a lot of these games here don't really mean much. I mean, obviously, we need the Seahawks to win. If the Seahawks win, it doesn't change much. Look at that, 73%, right? The Bengals right now are winning at the moment. We need the Chiefs to win, because once the Chiefs win, we're in. But right now, these mother effing Bengals are giving us a problem right now. So we're not a 100% in this thing. Golly, man. So that's what needs to happen. Let's just say the Bengals, I mean, I already kind of went through with you, but let's just say the Bengals win this thing. I mean, it really doesn't mean much if the Chargers win. I put the Broncos to win it. just because. And let's say that doesn't mean anything to us, right? So we go into week 18. Like I said, we don't want the Bengals to win. We need the Browns to win. Remember what I said that, right? Jaguars and Titans, we need the Titans to win. We can't have the Jaguars win or the Bengals win. We cannot have anything, any of these guys win, because it drops our chances dramatically. Dramatically. And if the Bills lose, you already see what time it is, man. We can't lose. The way things are playing out right now, let's say the Chiefs win, 1% chance. Seahawks win. I don't like this at all. I don't like this one bit. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm depressing myself right now, and I get out of here. So that's it, folks. Yo, I'm out of here, bro. So you guys enjoy. I hope, listen, at the end of the day, let me end on a positive note. We got the win. It feels good that we got the win. It wasn't pretty, but I said that last week. We all noticed it last week. It wasn't pretty. It was all right, right? So at the end of the day, we just have to win out. Everyone to get freaking healthy. Defense, continue to do what you got to do. And let's keep this thing going. Folks, smash that like before I get out of here. Later on, you're going to have Rev and Z-Bot hit you up and give you a bit of a last minute certain scenarios play out. Bengals, you know what I'm saying, these Chiefs game, the Steelers-Seahawks game. Listen, it's all going to be interesting how it plays out. We know what needs to happen. Then we don't have to worry about that. But if the things don't happen the way they need to, next week is going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be a gauntlet. So enjoy your evening, folks. So this is my time. I appreciate y'all very much. Have a great New Year's Eve. Enjoy yourselves. Don't drink too much. I got to go and prepare food because I got some folks coming over. We're trying to keep it a low-key night, and we're going to have a good time, man. So Bengals are up 17. Excuse me. Chiefs are up 17-13 or Bengals? Oh, Bengals are up 17-13 still. So Valdez-Scantling with another drop, of course. Yo, Pat Mahomes got to be frustrated as ever. Just like Diggs is frustrated right now because his quarterback can't hit him. But that's a whole nother ball game. So you guys enjoy the rest of your evening. I really appreciate the fact that you guys took the time and hang out with me on New Year's Eve. Enjoy yourself. Let's bring the new year with a bang. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring the new year with a bang. Let's leave this old struggling-ass Bills back in 2023, and hopefully they come in next week revitalized and ready to roll, and they come up and looking like a new 2024 Bills squad. Let's hope that those things happen. So that's my time. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I appreciate you guys always tuning in. And my man said, yo, take your pick. Maybe I might do some Appleton today. I don't know. With some rum. I'm always in some rum, man. So it's going to be some rum. It's going to be some ginger ale. And it's going to be RPG time. You guys know what it is, man. Enjoy yourself. And have yourself a fantastic evening, man. And it's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's the Recoil Report. Have yourself a fantastic evening. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Until next time, it's your boy. Catch me tomorrow on the Bleacher Report. It's going to be a fun one. And we'll go from there, folks. Have a great night. And we'll catch you guys on the flip. Until next time, it's your boy. And I'm gone. Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.